Trent is in Amarillo, Texas, excuse me, on 1360 AM. Hello, Trent.
Hello.
Hello, Trent. What's your question for Jimmy?
I have a question and a follow-up, if y'all have time, that has to do with it.
What's the question?
My question is, when I was watching the second-to-last Indiana Jones movie, in the Last Crusade.
Right.
And at one point, part of the plot says, walk in the name of God, and so they spell out Jehovah.
Uh-huh.
But that didn't seem like, you know, Knights in the Crusades would have known the name as Jehovah if they knew the name of God at all. When did the name Jehovah start being used in translation?
My understanding, if memory serves, is that you're right, that it wasn't during the time of the Crusades, but that it was in later centuries. For some reason, the 1500s stick in my head. The origin of the name is it's the consonants from the Tetragrammaton, the four letters that spell God's name in Hebrew. In Hebrew, it's Yod Hey Wow Hey, or in the English alphabet, YHWH. And if you take those vowels and those consonants and you combine them with the vowels of the Hebrew word for Lord, Adonai, then you get an approximation of Jehovah. And that's essentially where the name came from. It's actually of Christian origin because it was Christians who combined them in that way, or who at least began pronouncing them in that way. In a Hebrew copy of the scriptures, like you would have read in a synagogue, what they would do is they'd have the consonants of the divine name, YHWH, to use the English letters. They'd have those in the text in front of the lector, but they to prevent the lector from accidentally saying the name of God out loud, they would put the vowel points above and below and inside the letters for the word Adonai as a clue to the lector not to say Yahweh, but to say Adonai when he reached that point. And even if he was just reading along and kind of was spaced out, his mind wasn't really on his task and he was just saying things phonetically, if he ended up pronouncing the consonants with the vowels from Adonai, then he wouldn't end up saying Yahweh, so the divine name would still be protected. And so it was kind of a safety device for honoring Jewish sensibilities about the pronunciation of the divine name. But some in the Christian community then began to use it as an actual name for God, and it's become fairly common, although it's not used all the time, but it's still fairly common in Christian circles. But my memory is that you're right, that that's a post-Crusade development. All right, Trent?
Okay. When my mom came into the church in the late 80s,
mm-hmm.
she said that people in, like, the hymnal and such were using the name Yahweh
uh-huh.
song.
Yeah.
And then in the years after that, like, in my lifetime, which was in the early 90s, I've seen versions of songs she mentioned where the name was removed.
Right.
The one that comes to mind is, she said that when she first started singing at her new Catholic church, that Yahweh, I know you're near.
Yeah.
And now it says, the way I know you're near in the newer version.
I see.
Was there an era where there was confusion on when you should and shouldn't use?
Well, I wouldn't put it in terms of confusion. I would say there was a difference in practice. What you had for, and this is still out there, you have a greater use of the divine name in Christian circles today. For example, if you look at a copy of the Jerusalem Bible, which is in both a French and an English translation of the scriptures, if you look in the Jerusalem Bible Old Testament, it uses the divine name Yahweh right there in the text. And that's because that's what the word is in the original Hebrew that's being translated. So you had Christians on a more widespread basis starting to use Yahweh, and that included the liturgy. However, a number of years ago, a decree was issued. This was during the time of Pope Benedict XVI. A decree was issued from the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments saying that the divine name was no longer to be used in the liturgy. And it cited for that the fact that this had not been a historic part of the Christian tradition to use the divine name in the Christian liturgy, and it may have alluded, I don't think it alluded to Jewish sensibilities, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was part of the decision-making process as well.
Trent, oh, I'm sorry. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call, Trent.